Well, I'm at Leicester Riders and I bumped into a footballer, Matt Elliott. Good to see you, Matt.
And you, John. Nice surprise as well. I spotted you underneath that mask. You haven't changed that much in the last few years, and always good to catch up. And now you've collared me for a quick little interview.
Yeah, well, we've got to talk a bit Leicester City. Obviously, people are always looking at signings. Can you read too much into what Leicester are kind of not doing? Obviously, they've replaced Chilwell.
Yeah, the lack of signings has been an issue, hasn't it? I think it's understandable, really. I mean, you know, the present climate that everyone's aware of, the effects that COVID has had on perhaps King Power itself. I know they're separate entities to the football club, but it's bound to have an impact. And you know, the amount of money spent on the training ground, etc., the prospective addition to the stadium as well. You know, it's all costing money. All has to be taken into account. And I think they're probably just assessing the situation, taking stock, although obviously in pre-season supporters are expecting the club to be a little bit busier than they have been, maybe. But it may be a time just to sort of, you know, shorten the purse strings a touch and develop what they've got to an extent. Although I'm sure in an ideal world, Brendan would be looking to bring in one or two at the very least, more on top of Castagnier, who's come in.
Yeah, and obviously you've got players come back from being out. I mean, Somani's come back, for instance, and Benkovic. So,
yeah.
But are they just likely to go out again? It would seem so, would it?
I don't know, you know. I think, again, I mean, we're not part of the inner sanctum. We don't know exactly what the approach is going to be. But you look at it, you look at the amount of competitions that Leicester are involved in this year. You know, obviously the regular ones domestically, but the Europa League, you know, which is pretty demanding, yeah. If you go deep into that, which, you know, Leicester are intending to do. So they're going to have to spread their net a little bit to an extent. And you look at, I mean, to buy someone who's going to fit into what Leicester are looking for in a forward position, i.e. play second string to Jamie Vardy, but still be a top class forward player, they're difficult to find. And you know, maybe you've got Iheanacho there who hasn't convinced, and I don't think the manager, you know, is totally sure about him, but he serves a purpose. And you've got Vardy and you've got Perez and Barnes who can play that role if really asked to, but not ideally. But Slimani may be, you know, brought back into the fold, who knows. I think less so with Silva, strange as it seems, you know, technically gifted, but he just seems to struggle with the pace of the game in the Premier League for whatever reason. But, I mean, Papi Mendy is an example of...
He's signed another contract.
Yeah, never giving up the ghost, because he looked for all intents and purposes like he was going out of the club, and there he is back in the fray, at least involved, if not going to be a regular starter. So, you know, times are changing and you have to be adaptable, and maybe Leicester will have to do that more than most with the squad players that they've got available, you know, to them at the moment. Although, not long ago, they seemed to be going out of the club.
And you're involved with the club on the commentary side and the lads in the studio, linking up with Tags and Cotty and so on?
Yeah, Walshy. He's involved, Ewan Roberts, Steve Guppy when he's in the country, and one or two others, Chrissy Powell. So all the olden era, I don't know about the golden era, but it's good. It's great involvement for particularly the likes of myself, Jerry and Walshy, who do it a little bit more regularly. You know, it overspills into other capacities for us. We work in the community for the club. We help host, not too much lately, to be honest, you know, functions or events that are going on at the club, as well as the media side. So it's, you know, it's a perfect role for me anyway. I like getting out, meeting people, having a chat, and that's about pretty much all it entails. So, you know, it's bang on for me. I'm sure the other lads enjoy it as well. But it's lovely to be associated with the club, yeah, and still part of it.
Good to see you again, anyway.
And you, Cinco.
Cheers.
Take care.
Lovely. Thank you very much.